Hello, and welcome to this week's edition of the CoreCast. I'm your host, Chris Harris. I'm a certified personal trainer and Pilates instructor who's been helping my clients become stronger, improve their mobility, recover from injury, and achieve their overall fitness goals. And I'm going to share some of the things that I've learned with you. In this week's episode, we're going to talk about a subject that can be difficult to approach, body image. Body image refers to an individual's perception, thoughts, and feelings about their own body and physical appearance. It can include the way one sees themselves in the mirror, the way they feel about their weight, shape, and size, and the way they believe others view them. Body image can be influenced by a variety of factors, including societal standards of beauty, media representation, cultural beliefs, personal experiences, and mental health. It can have both positive and negative effects on an individual's mental and emotional well-being. We're going to dig deeper into the topic of body positivity and explain what it means to have a positive body image. We'll also look at the benefits of body positivity and self-love on mental health and well-being, and how it can help you to improve your confidence and self-esteem. Then we'll discuss strategies for embracing your body and practicing self-love, including some practical tips and strategies for self-love and improving that body image. So let's get started. Some interesting statistics on body image. According to a survey conducted by the National Eating Disorders Association, 80% of women are dissatisfied with their appearance. A study found that 70% of teenage girls believe that they are not good enough and that belief is often linked to a body image issue. A survey by the Dove Self-Esteem Project found that only 4% of women worldwide consider themselves beautiful. And that same report also indicated that 6 in 10 girls stop doing activities they love because they feel self-conscious about their looks. According to a survey by the Girl Guides Association, 35% of girls aged 11 to 21 would consider plastic surgery to change the way they look. And research from the National Eating Disorders Collaboration shows that body dissatisfaction affects both men and women, with men increasingly feeling pressure to attain muscular and lean physiques. A study published in the journal Body Image revealed that body dissatisfaction among men has risen from 15% to 43% in the past 20 years. But on a positive note, there has been a growing movement towards body positivity and acceptance. A survey by Common Sense Media found that 67% of teens believe that seeing more diverse body types in media would help them feel better about their own bodies. Another study published in the Journal of Health Psychology found that people who practice self-compassion, which means being kind and understanding towards oneself, have a more positive body image. The body positivity hashtag has over 17 million posts on Instagram, indicating a growing trend towards promoting body positivity. So we're going to talk a little bit more about body positivity and self-love and how it affects mental health and well-being. Body positivity and self-love are essential for good mental health. When individuals love and accept their bodies, they tend to have better self-esteem, confidence, and a positive outlook on life. On the other hand, poor body image and negative self-talk can lead to low self-esteem, anxiety, depression, and other mental health issues. Body positivity is all about accepting and embracing one's body, regardless of its shape, size, or appearance. It involves celebrating and appreciating one's unique qualities and focusing on what the body can do rather than what it looks like. Practicing self-love, on the other hand, involves treating oneself with kindness, compassion, respect, and avoiding that negative self-talk and criticism. When individuals practice body positivity and self-love, they tend to be happier and more satisfied with their lives. They develop a positive self-image and a sense of worthiness, which helps them to navigate life's challenges with confidence and resilience. Furthermore, they tend to take better care of their bodies by engaging in healthy habits, such as regular exercise, eating nutritious foods, and getting enough sleep, which in turn has a positive impact on their mental and physical health. Societal pressures and beauty standards can contribute to poor body image in several ways. Some of the pressures and standards that can negatively impact an individual's body image include media portrayal of the ideal body. The media often portrays a narrow standard of beauty that is unattainable for most people. Images of thin, toned, and flawless bodies are often presented as a standard of beauty, which can make individuals feel inadequate and dissatisfied with their own bodies. Social media. Social media platforms such as Instagram and Facebook can also contribute to poor body image. Many users post highly curated images of themselves, often using filters and photo editing tools to enhance their appearance. And this can create unrealistic expectations and make individuals feel inadequate when they compare themselves to these images. The beauty industry. The beauty industry is worth billions of dollars and often promotes products that promise to help individuals achieve the perfect body or appearance. And this can make individuals feel like they need to invest in these products to be accepted or valued by society. Cultural norms. Cultural norms have different beauty standards that can also contribute to poor body image. For example, in some cultures, being thin is seen as desirable, while in others, being curvy is more valued. All of these factors can create a toxic environment that can lead to poor body image and low self-esteem. It's important to recognize these pressures and standards and work towards developing a more positive and accepting attitude towards one's body and appearance. We're going to talk a little bit about the benefits of body positivity and self-love. Body positivity and self-love can have numerous benefits for individuals, including improved mental health. Body positivity and self-love can help individuals improve their mental health by reducing anxiety, depression, and negative self-talk. And it can help individuals accept and appreciate their bodies, leading to improved self-esteem and confidence. Increased physical health. When individuals focus on body positivity and self-love, they may be more likely to engage in healthy behaviors, such as regular exercise and a balanced diet. They're probably also less likely to engage in harmful behaviors like crash dieting or extreme exercise, which can damage their physical health. Better relationships. When individuals feel confident and comfortable in their bodies, they may be more likely to form positive relationships with others. They may feel more comfortable socializing and interacting with others, leading to more fulfilling relationships. Increased creativity. When individuals feel positive about themselves, they may be more likely to express themselves creatively. They may feel more comfortable trying new things and expressing themselves through art, music, or other creative outlets. Improved overall well-being. Body positivity and self-love can contribute to better overall well-being. When individuals feel good about themselves, they may also be more likely to feel happy and content with their lives. Embracing the idea of body positivity and self-love can have numerous benefits for individuals. By focusing on self-acceptance, individuals can improve their mental and physical health, their relationships, and their overall sense of well-being. We're going to talk now about some strategies for embracing your body and practicing self-love. There's many strategies. Here's some strategies that we can discuss that will help. Practicing positive self-talk. Start by recognizing your negative self-talk and replacing it with positive affirmations. For example, instead of saying, "I hate my body," say, "I'm grateful for my body and all that it does for me." Stop comparing yourself to others. This one's really easy to fall into. It's a trap of comparing yourself to others, especially in this age of social media. Remember that everyone is unique and has their own journey. Focus on your journey and celebrate your own accomplishments. Take care of your body. Engage in activities that make you feel good, such as exercise, yoga, Pilates, or dancing. Fuel your body with those healthy foods and treat yourself to things that make you feel good, like a relaxing bath or a massage. Really try to surround yourself with positive influences. Seek out friends and family members who support your journey towards self-love. Follow social media accounts that promote body positivity and self-love. Challenge societal beauty standards. Recognize that societal beauty standards are often unrealistic and unattainable. Celebrate diversity and challenge these standards by promoting body positivity and self-love. Practice mindfulness. Take some time, be present in the moment, and appreciate your body. Engage in calming activities like meditation or deep breathing. And this last one is important. Seek professional help if needed. If you struggle with body image or self-love, seek help from a therapist or counselor. They can provide support and guidance as you work towards acceptance and self-love. Remember that embracing your body and practicing self-love is a journey, and it takes time and effort. Be patient with yourself and celebrate your progress along the way. We're going to talk a little bit more about the importance of self-care, self-compassion, and self-acceptance for improving body image. Self-care, self-compassion, and self-acceptance are crucial for improving body image because they help individuals develop a positive relationship with their bodies. So we're going to talk about why each of these factors is essential. Self-care. Self-care involves taking the time to prioritize one's physical and emotional needs. This can include engaging in regular exercise, eating nutritious foods, getting adequate rest, and taking part in activities that promote relaxation. Engaging in self-care can help individuals feel better physically, which can lead to better self-esteem and body image. Self-compassion. Self-compassion involves treating oneself with kindness, empathy, and understanding. When individuals practice self-compassion, they are less likely to engage in negative self-talk or self-criticism. Instead, they're more likely to accept their bodies as they are and show themselves compassion when they experience negative feelings or thoughts. This can lead to improved body image and a more positive outlook on life. Acceptance. Self-acceptance involves regarding and recognizing one's own unique qualities, including physical attributes. When individuals practice self-acceptance, they're more likely to focus on their strengths, rather than their perceived flaws. This can lead to improved self-esteem and a greater sense of self-worth. Self-care, self-compassion, and self-acceptance can help individuals develop a more positive relationship with their bodies. And when individuals prioritize their physical and emotional needs and treat themselves with kindness and understanding, they accept themselves for who they are and they're more likely to feel confident and satisfied with their bodies, which leads to improved mental health, better physical health, and an overall greater sense of well-being. It's really important that we take that time to redefine beauty, embrace that self-acceptance, and embark on our own personal journey towards body positivity. Kate Hudson sums up this idea in a simple but powerful quote. Your body is your home. It's the only one you have, so cherish and care for it. Thank you for joining me for this week's edition of the CoreCast. We'll be taking some time off to prepare for season 2. We want to extend our heartfelt gratitude to our listeners who have joined us this season, and we're truly grateful for your support. We're excited to announce that season 2 is just around the corner, including a lineup of great topics and amazing guests, and we can't wait to share that with you. In the meantime, be sure to subscribe and follow the CoreCast on all major platforms so you don't miss an episode, and that's CoreCast with a K. Check out our YouTube channel at CoreFitnessAZ or follow our Instagram at CoreFitnessAZ, and that's Core_Fitness_AZ. Also, we have a great website, www.core-fit.com, with resources on fitness, wellness, Pilates, blogs, live stream classes, and so much more. If you're enjoying the podcast, consider clicking on the link in the description to show your support. We really appreciate it. Thanks so much for joining me. See you soon for season 2.